And color is huge, man. Color's a huge deal for women. It really is, man. She came up to me and she was like, what color do you think we should paint the living room? And I was like, why do we need to paint? She was like, because you need to paint when you walk, when you go into it. I'm like, oh, I thought the landlord had painted before. She goes, oh, she did, but she painted white. I'm like, cool, we're done, right? That's cool, right? Like, I thought that was enough. I'm like, we don't gotta paint. She fucking just painted painting. I don't understand. She goes, no, we gotta paint a color. And she gave me this thick binder of color swatches, right? And I know that they're called color swatches because she got really mad when I called them the book of color squares, right? She got really angry. She goes, what color do you think we should pick? And I'm like, I don't, whatever color you want. She's like, no, I want your input on this. So she gave me this, the thick binder. And then immediately she got mad at me because I flipped it over. I flipped it to the middle. Like, I, you know, just skipped all the light. I'm just to the middle. And she's like, it's not a Playboy magazine, stupid. You can't just skip over the, you can't just get to the middle. You got to go, like, she wanted me to go through each page and, like, get, like, a top five and then text it to my friends. Like, hey, what color do you think? I don't give a shit. I don't give a fuck. I was like, whatever color you think we should pick, that's fine. Just pick whatever color, man. And I told her, I'm like, look, man, my favorite color is red. That's my favorite color. If you're asking me my opinion, I say let's go with red. If you don't want to go with red, that is totally cool. You pick whatever you want. If you're asking me my opinion, it is red. I thought I was good with that answer. I was like, all right, that's a nice answer. She just shook her head at me. She looked at me and she said, just shook her head. And then she's like, you're so special. She didn't say that like in a nice and loving way. And I know that because she told me, I'm not saying this in a nice and loving way. There's no guesswork with my wife. She's like, listen, it's time for you to focus. It's time for you to be an adult, grown up. Time for you to be a grown up, pay attention and focus. And I got mad. That was like a fucking insult. I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. Are you fucking, hold on, let me pause my video game. Are you saying I'm not a grown ass man? Are you for real? I'm a grown ass man. You know what? We're not gonna talk, man. I got mad. I was like, you know, we're not talking right now. For the next two or three levels, you and I, we're not gonna talk, man. You better hope I don't get a free man. You better hope I don't get a free life. She gets so mad at me playing video games. She gets fucking mad. I don't understand. She walks in and, oh my God. There was one time recently, she left to the mall with her friends, right? Left me with the baby. The baby's asleep. I'm looking at the baby on the monitor. I'm good, right? I'm playing video games. She calls me. She goes, hey, what are you doing? Right? She's been away for 2 hours. I'm fucking stupid. I tell her the truth. I go, I'm playing video games. And I hear her go, you know how loud you have to be with today's technology and the cell phones? You got to put that shit to your mouth. You got to put the receiver and go. So clearly she wants me to pretend I give a fuck, right? I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong? What's going on? What's happening? She goes, no, nothing. It's just that when I left, that's what you were doing. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then she goes, all right, well, when are you going to, you know, what are you going to do now? That's what she asked me. What's next? What are you going to do now? I'm going to continue playing video games. I got to be honest with you. I haven't even stopped. I have the phone on my shoulder. I haven't even stopped. What's the big deal? She got so angry. She's like, oh my God, when are you finally going to stop? When are you going to finally stop playing video games? I don't know. Probably when you get home and ruin it. I don't know. Why the fuck you ask me this? Why is that so angry? Time for you to be a man. That's what she said. Time for you to be a man. We're picking colors here. Time for you to be a fucking grown up. Tell me what color you think, right? And here's the thing, man. I don't get mad. I'm not, like I said, I'm not the manly dude. I'm not that fucking guy who's gonna, you know, whatever. But all I'm saying is, don't tell me that my opinion matters to you, because it doesn't. I understand that it doesn't fucking matter to you. Just don't insult my intelligence by pretending it doesn't matter. You know how I know it doesn't matter? Because she came up to me verbatim. I'm not adding anything here, right? She came up to me. She's like, hey, this is the color we're going with. What do you think? The fuck? No, you clearly don't care about what color. You don't care about my opinion. She's like, no, I want to know your opinion about the color that you have no option in. I want to know the color. And you know what the worst thing is? You know what the color she picked? I swear to you, this is the name of the color she picked, pumpkin butter. That is the name of the color she picked, is pumpkin butter. I didn't even know. I'm fat. I thought it was a delicious flavor. I was like, oh my God, that sounds great. Doesn't that sound delicious, man? If you were at Thanksgiving and somebody goes, pass me the butter, the regular or the pumpkin butter, like, oh my God, pumpkin butter, that sounds delicious. Give me the pumpkin butter. Oh my God, that sounds great. That's what I thought. No. She's like, this is the color we're going with, pumpkin butter. I'm a man, man. I'm straight. I'm a straight dude. I'm not gay, right? As a man, as a straight man, your color scheme is black and white, and red and blue, I don't know, green, yellow, fucking orange, right? Purple. The original eight, whatever came in the original box of eight crayons, that's what you know as a man, you know the original eight, right? Like, if you give a little boy a box of, like, 68 crayons and shit, he's not going to fucking, he's going to take out the original eight. And then he's going, hey, my sister could have those. I don't know. It's the same color. They repeat over and over again. The same color. Yeah. What color?
Lilac.
Yeah, I got purple right here. I got purple. You go to that lightly. You go lightly on a piece of paper. Lightly. Lilac. Look at that lilac right there. What? Violet? Same shit. Same crayon. You got the same thing. What do you call it? Violet? I just go like that hard. I call it hard. I call it that real hard. Fucking that. That there, violet. If you have a little boy of like, you know, if you have a little boy and you give him a box of 68 crayons and he goes, oh my God, 68. Then you know what you got. And you know, don't judge him. Love him. Love him for who he is. That is still your child. Encourage him. You can cancel football. Cancel that shit right now. That kid's gonna be in an art class. That shit is nuts. His favorite fucking color is pumpkin butter. That is awesome. Oh man.